India Tea Price Report for the week ending August 28, 2021. Last week, the Union Commerce Ministry announced that they are suspending seven sections of the Tea Act 1953. Of these, sections 12 to 16 refer to restrictions on tea cultivation, permissions from the Tea Board to plant tea in normal or special circumstances, or run the tea nursery. One of the sections allowed for bushes planted without permission to be liable for removal. While producer bodies fear that this development may lead to an oversupply and therefore depress prices, it appears that this is part of several other reforms underway, including recent relaxation of norms to obtain export and distribution licenses. In weather, Assam's annual floods, although a little delayed, is finally here. Over the last few days, 16 districts, including several tea-growing districts, have been affected. Over 200,000 people have been affected by the flooding, but as of now, no loss of life has been reported. In markets, CL34 did not see any major fluctuation in prices. In the south, Kochi market also struggled against rains in the high ranges, which impacted tea supplies to auction centres. This in turn led to a marginal price increase over the previous week. In the north, Kolkata saw good demand for all categories, in particular, orthodox tea. Middle Eastern exporters were active for orthodox tea, while Tata Consumer Products was active for Darjeeling.